Welcome, everyone, to today's episode of Health in Focus. I'm your host, Scott Kaler. Today, we're diving into the world of oncology with a very special guest, renowned radiation oncologist, Dr. Bilal Mazhar Qureshi, who specializes in pediatric radiation oncology. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bilal.
Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here, and I am eager to shed light on Hodgkin lymphoma, especially in pediatrics, which I should say is a domain that needs more public understanding and awareness.
Absolutely, Dr. Bilal. Let's start from the very beginning. Can you give our listeners a historical overview of Hodgkin lymphoma? When was it discovered, and how has our understanding evolved over the years?
Certainly, Scott. Hodgkin lymphoma, historically known as Hodgkin's disease, was first described in 1832 by Thomas Hodgkin. It's a type of lymphoma which is a cancer originating from lymphocytes, a type of white blood cells. Over the years, advances in microscopy and immunology have refined our understanding of this malignancy. I have been following the evolution of its management and the incredible milestones achieved in both diagnosis and treatment.
That's fascinating. Let's shift a bit and talk about the epidemiology of this disease. How common is Hodgkin lymphoma, and are there certain populations that are more at risk?
The incidence rates for Hodgkin lymphoma vary globally, and I should say it's relatively rare compared to other cancers. Nonetheless, it is significant within certain age groups, particularly adolescents and young adults. There are geographic variations and some high-risk populations, such as those with a family history of lymphoma or those infected with Epstein-Barr virus, which indicates the role of genetic predispositions and environmental factors.
Now, how is Hodgkin lymphoma classified, Dr. Bilal? What are the main subtypes?
This is a crucial aspect in the management of the disease. The disease is mainly classified into two major subtypes, classical Hodgkin lymphoma and nodular lymphocyte predominant Hodgkin lymphoma. The classical type is further divided into four subcategories. Treatment approaches and prognosis may vary according to the precise classification. I've been involved in collaborative efforts to streamline these classifications, especially in the pediatric context.
And when you diagnose Hodgkin lymphoma, what are the pathological hallmarks you look for?
One of the defining features of Hodgkin lymphoma is the presence of Reed-Sternberg cells, which are abnormal giant cells found when examining tissue from an involved lymph node. These cells are quite distinctive and aid in the confirmation of the diagnosis. It's important to understand their role in the disease's biology, and we are learning more about their origins and how they sustain the cancerous process.
Speaking of origins, what are some of the risk factors for developing Hodgkin lymphoma, Dr. Bilal?
Scott, there are several risk factors associated with Hodgkin lymphoma. Genetic predisposition plays a role, though the precise mechanisms are complex and multifactorial. Environmental exposures and infectious agents, such as the Epstein-Barr virus, have also been implicated. It is vital that we continue to investigate these relationships to better understand, prevent, and treat the disease. In our multidisciplinary teams, we discuss these factors thoroughly.
Dr. Bilal, this has been incredibly informative. Having covered the essentials, I am sure our listeners would gain a lot from this discussion. Could this conversation be the base of an educational module on Hodgkin lymphoma?
Most definitely, Scott. Disseminating knowledge on such topics is paramount, and I'm heavily involved in creating educational content. Such an educational module can be invaluable to healthcare professionals and students across the globe, aligning with the educational and mentorship priorities that I hold fundamental.
Thank you, Dr. Bilal, for sharing your profound insights. Until next time, folks, stay curious and keep learning. This is Scott Kaler signing off from Health in Focus. Be well.
Thank you, Scott. It was a pleasure being here and sharing my experience. Remember, the pursuit of knowledge is a never-ending journey, especially in medicine. Farewell.